Dom time. Before we get to some of the huge consequential stuff, look, I always say over the years, we don't want to let just the national, as intriguing as it is yesterday, we got a lot on that today, drowned out the local. What the heck's going on in Northeast Philadelphia? The drag queen mafia over at Northeast High. And now today, a listener just informed me that Father Judge and Abraham Lincoln, the rail splitters, will no longer play Thanksgiving Day football. And, you know, my suspicion is like the listener, after 40 years, paragraph two, this decision was not taken lightly. It's borne under consideration between the two schools, the safety and security of players, referees, and attendees. Philadelphia, once again, we can't have a Thanksgiving Day football thing. Now, this is Americana. This is tradition. I'm not sure what the longest is. It may be Easton versus somebody in our area. There's one that's, you know what it is, Anthony?
It's Easton Peaberg.
Yeah, is it like 100 and some years?
Yeah, actually, both the Mannings coached the teams for the 100th anniversary, and I was in attendance.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow, that's a trifecta right there. Sure, Peyton Manning put a lot into that. I like taking shots at that guy. Omaha. Hey, we're in Jersey, buddy.
You watch your Peyton Manning hate, Tommy. He's a great individual.
But thanks to a listener who made me aware of this, and I'll flesh it out throughout the show. My point being that, you know, all these things we cover nationally, but are people in the media, I just got this email, are they going to cover this? And there's all sorts of what I think are fraudulent reasons in here, like, this allows our scholar athletes time to decompress from playing football another week before they take up basketball. They're multi-sport athletes. Oh, come on now. Well, why put this in here?
Really?
Just say it. It's Krasner. Allowing the city to run wild.
Why do we still continue to just ignore what's the elephant in the room?
How many different things can he spoil? But I'll get to it later on. Dawn set me up here. Just one point I'll make. What he got caught up on that Dawn and I were just talking about, that he's been made to write letters. This is an infamous case in Mount Airy where they killed the parents years ago. And they left, I believe she was 7 months, something like that, to die in freezing weather there in the house by herself. Her name, last name is Hart. She's outraged over this. Krasner didn't even consult with her, trying to get somebody out of death row. He would get Mumia out in a heartbeat. He will at some point, if he's not stopped. Yeah, Dan, you're right. Oh, we can't say what it is. They put it in here, and then they just move away from, oh, scholar athletes, this will give us more time. We got another function. No, buddy. Sorry, I'm not bashing them. Whoever wrote this, I guess it came from Judge, the Crusaders. I'm glad they keep that nickname, too. It's politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah. Be careful.
But they're going to have a, you know, all the alum and all can still gather at some other event they're doing during Thanksgiving week. It's a football game. It's that. It's Americana. Why can't you have that? I welcome them. They can call in and tell me otherwise. I know what it is. And Dan and I and listeners to this station are the only ones willing to connect the dots at what this guy does. And you have to understand, he is not going to be stopped easily. Another election will be coming up. This has to be all out this time. I can't take another time. Well, I did win by 60 points. What's the matter with the local media? This is a story here. You don't lose Thanksgiving rivalry games like this. It's part of the fabric of it. All right, we'll get into that more. But TikTok, it has passed the House now. It's not a ban. I just saw this from Pew Research. 56% of U.S. young adults use TikTok. One of the damaging elements of TikTok, we'll play you Ilhan Omar here in a minute. This is where they're getting their information through this communist propaganda about what's going on in Israel and Gaza. So, of course, they think Israel is the bad guys, not Hamas. But sitting in or not moving from his seat, Anthony DiRenzo is one of those guys, Dan. If this goes through...
Guy loves TikTok, Dom.
Yeah, if it passes the Senate, it's the old slippery slope. Now, when I first started in talk radio, I remember the slippery slope argument. I've never been a slippery slope guy. Because you could say that about anything. Anything's a slippery slope. But there are principled people. I think he is one. Rand Paul's another.
Who, Anthony?
Yeah, I think he is.
You think I'm very principled.
Yeah, yeah, I think he is on this. Yeah. Yeah, and over 170 million Americans apparently use TikTok. So, Anthony, what's the best defense? Which camp are you in with this? Some dumb congressman today, McClintock from California, who said, well, China's authoritarian. If we make an American company have to own this, aren't we like China? Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting argument. The way I look at it is this is about data. I think bottom line, this is about data, and for them to point out these specific platforms, whether it was last month with Zuckerberg getting screamed at to now with the TikTok House hearing. In my opinion, all of these companies are taking our data and just selling it, creating other companies that just let our... It's the new oil. Data is everywhere. I understand the concerns around China. I really do. I'm not trying to downplay it. But I just think this energy should be put toward trying to have more policy on privacy with Americans and using our data. Put laws around that. And honestly, I think this comes down to parents and adult responsibility and freedom. Don't use TikTok if you're scared of it. Just don't.
You know, I hear something like that, Dom, and I wonder, do you not think China is that big of a threat? Because I ask, if North Korea launched an app that aimed to ideologically subvert, you know, the American culture, would you not have an issue with that?
I understand the concern. I'm not trying to downplay China. I'm not Mr. Pro China. But I just think this needs to be a philosophy on how we approach social media and how they're really taking our information as a whole.
But let me ask you here, and Dan's making a point. You mean to say you think this is the same as Facebook and things like that? How?
I just think they're all misusing. I guess we all agree to the terms of service that nobody reads. I think that's also part of this problem.
You don't read it?
No, but it's Facebook. Here's the difference, right? Is Facebook as a policy trying to ruin America and American kids and culture and spying on us?
I think all of them are using algorithms to make us totally addicted and...
they're doing that.
Yeah.
But they're not dividing us.
Right.
That happened in 2016, though, with the Russian collusion in the election and buying ads on Facebook, and that's a whole...
They spent $30,000 and they won an election where billions were spent. Come on.
It's not an entire communist government sitting on the board of a company that's... offering algorithms that are, again, it's designated to divide.
Yeah. I know that TikTok is divisive at times, but it scares me because this seems to me if we do ban TikTok, they can just ban whatever they want to because they want to.
All right. So you made that argument, Dan. Yeah. His argument to me before the show was, well, someday they'll come for the Dom Giordano show.
Yeah, 12:10. They don't like us. They'll come for us. Yeah.
I'm genuinely curious because I'm not as, plugged in on the social media apps as you are, Anthony, but the things like Kia Boys, where there's lessons on, jacking cars and IRL GTA, in real life Grand Theft Auto, another trend on TikTok, or some of these stupid challenges like the Tide Pods and all. That's not happening on these other apps, and you got to ask yourself why.
Well, I will say this. I've seen all of that stuff on Instagram, and specifically in Philly with the Kia Boys stuff, there has been multiple Instagram accounts that Sergeant Mark Fu has told us about with these things. So it's not just a TikTok problem, but I will say it does seem less regulated at times.
All right, so when are you guys on again? When's the other side?
Tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow,
yeah,
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
It seems like a lot of planning into this. Sometime tomorrow night.
Yeah. No, we're going to talk. We'll debate TikTok. We will talk about everything and more. The Eagles. We'll touch on, every story. And, of course, Robert F. Kennedy and Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into all
that. Yes. I already have, I can't say the name of it yet, what we're going to be launching soon in April here at the station. But boy, Aaron Rodgers, Dan, you should be making a move on that now.
That'd be awesome, right?
Yeah. Well, he might give me a tip where I throw it 50 yards.
Dom versus Aaron. Oh, my God. We need that. At Wildwood, at Dom Day.
Oh, my goodness. There we go. Yes. All right. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for giving us. Anybody on the DiRenzo side of the argument here? 855-839-1210. And this has little chance in the Senate. You already have any number of people trying to say, well, this would be authoritarianism if we do this. I thought we were pretty much in unison. And in the House, 65 people voted against this. How many of these people have ties or getting money one way or another through the Chinese? The communist Chinese are the greatest threat to the world in world history. Bigger than Nazi Germany, bigger than Japan at that point because of the nuclear weapons they have. And because I've never seen a group that drills down to the finest lines imaginable to go after America. I mean, look what they're doing. They decide to create an island in the middle of the China Sea. They make an artificial island, then they say you can't go anywhere near it. Look at them buying farmland here. Look at how many people they bought. All right, let's go to Chris in Chesapeake City here on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Chris. Welcome in.
Hello. How long has the Anarchist Cookbook been out? That tells you how to build bombs and build things.
Yeah.
You are talking about how to steal a car. It's very easy to steal a car.
Wait a minute. That's just
all this stuff you can find on Google.
Yeah, wait a minute, though. Google is there any platform this powerful? How can you just go past the audience of this? How many kids and how many Americans potentially? And who is behind
it,
Chris?
The First Amendment.
But you know what? The First Amendment you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. This, to me, is obvious.
No, that's false. That is completely false.
That is not false.
You can, too, scream fire in a crowded theater.
Oh, you
what
can.
If the place is on fire?
Oh, my God.
That's a good point.
I'm saying...
Excuse me.
That is so... No, wait a minute. That's sophomoric. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. I'll amend the statement. You tell me what you think.
That is wrong. That
you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. If there is no fire. If there is no fire, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Yes, I can.
Well, you're going to be locked up and you should be.
Okay, Don. Come to a movie theater with me and watch me scream fire and watch nothing happen.
All
right, thank you. All right. My goodness. Who would have thought we'd be arguing you can scream fire in a crowded theater? I mean, anytime I say that in the future, I'll say if there's no fire. Okay. We're dealing with the communist Chinese here. You know, there is in talk radio, not Anthony, you didn't do this here. And it gets the juices going of a certain segment of listeners who want extremism on this. We're not going to turn into China, Dan. If we move them, they have to be part of an American company. An American company has to run it. In what universe is that like China? You know, some of these ideas, that kind of spin, as much as I love Rand Paul, I think he's wrong on this. There's not a constitutional right that we're going to commit suicide here. And as a society, we're committing suicide with the Chinese. They're using everything they possibly can against us.
It's a great line.
Yeah, I mean, we have to step up with them at every level in every way, shape, and form. We ought to take away all the farmland they bought. What's the matter? You can't buy farmland here and yell fire on the farmland? No, you don't get farmland if you're connected with the communist Chinese government. Your spy balloon comes over, we're going to shoot it down in a nanosecond. I mean, how far do we go? This is like Krasner in Philadelphia. We're ignoring the existential threat to the world. That's the Communist Chinese Party. They've already killed us. I guess we don't believe in that anymore, the Wuhan virus. All right, so you guys will be on tomorrow night on this. Maybe you'll call in.
Sorry to kick the...
Oh, my goodness. So, due respect there, I amend that, if there's no fire.
That was a very interesting call.
Yeah.
So it's like there is defense of, carjackings and then saying that
exactly.
Wanted to go to the theater. And,
well, making this
I would not advise doing that, sir.
The point is how widespread this is, this platform. We're not saying that some book here, there, whatever. I get that. You know, we don't want to be censors. But this has risen to this level. All right, we got a lot on the Georgia election case. Let me give you the side question. This father judge thing and Lincoln dropping the game. I mean, how much before somebody connects the dots? How much before they say to the Dillons up there, all these Democrat representatives and state senators in Northeast Philadelphia, why do you continue to vote for them? Are you insane? The answer is yes. You continue voting for Democrats. You can't have a Thanksgiving Day game, Judge and Lincoln. Thanks to the listener. I'm going to act on all these things. We cover everything here, not just the national stuff. And this story is just another example. All right, Dan, this was yours. So today is national, or was it yesterday, maybe?
Sometime this week it was.
Yeah, National Mortician Day. So we want to know today on the side question at the end of your call, if you're not setting fire to a crowded theater, a job that no one wants to do. Now, you know, some people will do it, but I mean, we're playing with the idea of a very difficult job, not an easy thing to do. So, Dan, I'm going to take off the board two of them, prison guard and coal mine.
Oh, those are both great.
If I had to choose, I would probably choose prison guard over coal mine.
Yeah.
The coal mine thing, my God, you know what you're getting into with that.
That's rough, too. Like, yeah. Just what you're inhaling and...
Yeah, well, that's the point, yeah.
I'm going to take, how about Joe Biden's speechwriter off
all right.
the board?
Oh, it's, you're getting into the politics. Okay.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because you know what? He deserves it. I was going to say Joe Biden's handler.
Yeah, that too.
That is
the job that nobody wants, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And how about a trashman?
Oh, yeah.
A garbage man.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, so 855-839-1210, National Mortician Day. Think outside the box. A job that nobody really wants. Maybe they do it. They can't find anything else. Maybe the pay is a lot of times the pay is not good. Is a large part of it.
Sometimes the pay is great. Can I throw one more out there?
Yeah.
Nobody, I don't think, really wants to climb, 40, 50 stories in the air to do steel work. But somebody's got to build these skyscrapers, and the money that they pay to do so, if you have those kind of that kind of chutzpah, it's a lot of money that
they pay. Looking across the street, right out this window, and the guy, it's what, 10 stories up that he has this crane that he's working?
Yeah.
Man, it was windy on Monday. I hope they have a wind gauge. Yeah, we're not doing it today, Dan. Just looking at that.
Some of those guys have to be thrill seekers, though. They got to want to do
it, yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And these guys are on the fourth floor, and now they're tethered to something.
Yeah, even the fourth floor.
Even the fourth floor. That's it. Yeah. All right, we're off to a rousing start. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Looks to me like the Georgia case against President Trump, 3 counts removed. How can the judge now allow old Fanny to stay in there with the boyfriend and not disqualify her? That case is dead. The case that's going to come up, Bragg, is not dead yet, but it's just an embarrassment. That leaves the other two, and we'll talk about them throughout the show today, too. And if you're an alum of Lincoln or Judge, what do you make of this? Why did we submit to this? At least call Krasner out. If you feel it's hard to do anything about him, call him out. 855-839-1210. Dom Giordano Show. So, Dan, we must be off our rocker here to be in talk radio because Marjorie Taylor Greene voted against TikTok. And she cites the fact...
Anthony, way too excited to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Anthony and Marjorie Taylor Greene there. They'll be wearing hats. She said she was banned by Twitter, banned on my personal account. This was by American-owned Twitter. This came on the heels of our own United States government working with big tech and working with social media companies to censor and ban Americans' free speech. I believe this bill can cause future problems. Oh, here it comes, opening Pandora's box. And I've opposed the bill. Most Americans don't trust the U.S. government because of our experience. Never forget they had the Russia hoax. It also worked to ban America's free speech. It's worked in many ways to illegally, warrantly spy on Americans through FISA. And guess what, Marjorie? All true. All true. But guess what? We have mechanisms. We're fighting back against it. It's not the same thing as this threat that has already murdered millions around the world by releasing the Wuhan virus. Or does Marjorie Taylor Greene think that's a hoax? That wasn't made up. It was the U.S. government. Anthony, you're in the same camp as Marjorie Taylor Greene,
Stop
buddy.
It. She listened to me. That's what it was. She heard my opinion, and then she went on the floor.
This is just drawing out the worst of some people. Oh, here's a little bit of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That has ever been.
Now, look, and I understand some of you are afraid to call in, Dan, because President Trump now has turned in Kellyanne Conway. You can't be afraid just because you support Trump. That doesn't mean every syllable, if you don't agree with it, you're anti-Trump or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Kelly. I love Kellyanne Conway. I go to her for advice. We're trying to get her back on the abortion issue. She's obviously lobbying for this, though. One wonders why. Is there anything wrong with that?
She's got a great lead.
Okay, let's hear it.
I rise today as the only member of Congress that has ever been banned by social media. On January 2nd of 2022, Twitter banned me, banned my personal account, on which I was campaigning for Congress, raising money, and using my free speech to inform the voters in my district they can vote for me. This was not by a company owned by China. This was by American-owned Twitter.
Okay, let's stop there. And is American-owned Twitter, now with Elon Musk, proof you can make progress in this country versus China, right? Isn't that proof? We got Elon Musk to free this up, to buy the company. Is Elon Musk or Dorsey, the previous Twitter owner, Anthony, are they out there sending a virus that we still worry about onto the world? Are they out there threatening the NBA and everybody else and telling us to shut up just because we said free Hong Kong? Are they murdering people at rates that are unprecedented? The Uyghurs, slave labor. I mean, what kind of harebrained defense is this? Or am I missing something?
I really like your Twitter point. I agree with that. Anything can improve, so I stand with that. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, this idea of blaming the other American companies is a crutch. Now, I can't impugn her. She's kind of a purist. I've had her on the show. She was fine. I can't impugn her that she's getting Chinese money. I'd be surprised. I mean, I don't know. The Chinese work in funny ways. Can you imagine Marjorie Taylor Greene? You know, soon she'll be, if she says nice things about Eric Swalwell. By the way, Swalwell voted against this. I wonder if Fang Fang has paid another visit to Eric Swalwell. Go ahead, Anthony. I'll give you the last word on this.
It is a good point, saying that it can go in a way where we progress. I agree with you. This does seem a little weird from a money standpoint, especially with all these super PACs in an election year. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? It doesn't matter if you're a conservative or a liberal. Why are people ending up on that side? I mean, there's reports now saying that Trump met with a donor who is in support of TikTok, and that's
big stock.
Yeah,
it's a guy that you probably know I really like, and he's got a tremendous amount. We've had him on the show.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Jeff Yass, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who I really am a fan of, a lot of stuff. Yeah,
yeah. His company is in Bala.
Yes, and he's done tremendous work, particularly with inner city kids and school choice. But you know what?
When he's invested in ByteDance, that's why.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But when the person's wrong, I got to say the person's wrong. Trump is wrong. Kellyanne Conway's wrong. Marjorie Taylor Greene's wrong. Rand Paul even is wrong on this.
You never disagree with Rand Paul, I feel like.
Yeah, that's very, very
yeah, that's rare. That's really rare.
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy, and he's most of the times on the mark. I just think he's taking it to the extreme to say this is a free speech issue, and we're becoming like the Chinese.
Well, he's very principled, just like I am, so I'm not sure.
Well, look, that one I respect. The others, Kellyanne Conway, come on, Kellyanne, you're better than this. How much, you know, to lobby Congress on this? What's happened here? We were united on this. You know, if this were a month ago, we would have been 90% of listeners. Suddenly, have they turned? Have they seen the light on this? All right, 855-839-1210.
Is it purely political? Like, is it a campaign strategy for them? Because there is the strategic portion of this that we haven't really hit yet that, Anthony, I don't know if you could speak to this, but if a younger generation sees an entire party trying to ban TikTok, is that going to be a bad look from a voter's perspective and going to lose votes because it just makes them seem out of touch, even though that's not the truth here?
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, this just does coincidentally have kind of bipartisan support for once, and that, I don't know, in an election year, maybe is this them trying to get people to just young people already have been getting out to vote more with the abortion issue. Is this something that would launch everyone into voting, no matter what side? Would this motivate voters?
Well, I've heard some of the Trump strategists say, oh, you don't do this in an election year. That turns me off right there. Things happen when they're ripe, when, you know, it comes up before Congress. And I think if you're looking at this strategically and saying you can't do it now, that's the wrong way. You don't really believe then. I believe in my heart of hearts that China would murder every one of us in a heartbeat. The Communist Chinese Party. They would murder the rest of the world if they could and get away with it in a heartbeat.
I don't know. I look at it like the Batman versus the Joker. It's like, I don't want to kill you. I need you. What would I do? It's like the toxic couple.
I don't think they're thinking that way.
Oh,
okay, you know what? Maybe not kill us then. I reframed that. That's like fire in the crowded theater. They would enslave us.
They need our money. Yeah, I'll take enslave, sure.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Yeah.
I don't want that, though, for the record. I don't want to be enslaved by China.
Okay.
I want that to be on the record.
Are you sure about that?
All right. Oh, let's go to Pete in Bluebell here on Talk Radio 1210. Pete's in the DiRenzo camp. Hey, Pete.
Hey, great show as usual. I think the government would love nothing more than to shut down Twitter and Truth Social to put an end to conservative social media. And I think this is the just getting your foot in the door and say, hey, you know, we're not picking on you. Look at us. We shut down TikTok, but you guys are spewing misinformation and all this. And
all right, but well, Pete, let me just stop you though, Pete. You don't see TikTok though as the threat that I do. Tell me why. When you know who's behind it, what they're up to. TikTok's not like Twitter or Facebook or anything else that's out there.
No, but I think it sets a precedent that the government, if they don't like who owns, you know, let's face it, they don't like Trump.
Okay,
Trump
wait a minute. You must think then that China, Pete, should be able to buy farmland and land in this country and near military bases. Do you think they should?
Not even close. I think we ought to confiscate all the land that they've purchased already.
All right.
Well,
this is very similar. This is another product, a company. It's like land, Pete. And it's the same thing. You're taking away their right that every other country and person has to buy land. I agree with you. And we should take it back also. And I think TikTok is the same thing.
Well, I'm just worried. If I was convinced that this isn't going to set a precedent where next or they turned on Elon Musk the second he opened up Twitter. They hate Trump. If I knew it wasn't going to set a precedent where they come in and try to shut down these conservative venues.
All right, and I would answer. I respect what you're saying, Pete. The answer to that is, though, you cannot always not do the action that's correct. Just because there's some possibility out there, I would say it's very slim. Pete, do you have a job that no one wants to do?
Well, I think, looking at this younger generation, I think there's hundreds of them out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at two of them here in the producer's booth.
Actually, an answer we got on Twitter was Dom Show Producer. Is a job nobody wants that someone's going to do.
Put Pete down for that. That's outside the box. The producer's lounge here is crowded today. That they're popping beers. It's noon. They can do that. I just look at the contract.
What are you still doing here?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm doing post-production. Yeah.
Yeah, you are a disgrace to the producer's union here by actually working here on this show. He's taking some spring training here with me to be ready for you tomorrow night on the DiRenzo Dan DiRenzo, the other side, upside down, or it looks like Greek letters to me every time I see it.
It's backwards, Dom. It's backwards.
All right.
The other side, available on youtube.com/@1210WPHD, where we are streaming live right now, Dining with Dom. Go like and subscribe.
Here's the broader point that's interesting for talk radio outside, you know, the outside world with listeners. If this were a couple of months ago, we had everybody in the world, Dan, let's ban TikTok, let alone give it to an American company. Now, all of a sudden, though, what's the change? Well, the change is, it seems to me, they hear President Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Kellyanne Conway, and a few others. And suddenly now we've turned away from this. I see this clearly. There are exceptions to survive here. And we're in a battle for survival against the Chinese. And TikTok is malevolent. Just think about it. The guy who called and said, what about the anarchist cookbook and yelling fire in a crowded theater? Come on. You're really telling me TikTok is not much different than that. Coming up, we'll play you.
He wanted you to challenge him to do it.
Yeah.
No, we're not going
to
challenge
him. Yeah, I want to see you go to the movies with me.
please. No, do not go yell fire.
All right, Dan, that's something you should be doing.
Do not
there.
Do that, sir.
Okay. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that job no one wants to do.